Right now we're talking to Matt Pudis from the White Iron Band. He's the lead singer of the group, and they're going to be playing up at Papa Charlie's on Saturday at 9 p.m. as part of the Mountain Meltdown, the last big weekend of music the year up there. So, Matt, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me. Excited for the show.
Are you down in Minneapolis right now?
Right now, I'm in Georgia.
Oh, are you serious?
Yeah, I moved down here in December part-time, and as of last week, full-time. So I got to do a little traveling to get to the other side of the country there.
Dude. So. You picked the perfect time to move to Georgia because we're getting like a foot of snow up here this weekend.
That's what I heard. Good for the mountain, but I won't lie to you. I don't really mind. I think 85 and sunny here, so
yeah,
it's pretty nice.
Well, interestingly enough, White Iron Band, you guys were one of the first bands that I really learned about through doing radio, probably about 9 years ago or something. Back at KVSC in St. Cloud. So guys have been around probably for about 15 years or so?
Actually, 20 plus.
Wow.
I think we released our, seventh album, our seventh studio album last year, and that was kind of celebrating 20 years of White Iron Band, which has been pretty fun.
Yeah.
To say the least.
So that,
we started pretty young.
Now, and it started up in Ely, is that right?
Yep. I went to college up there, and that was probably 97, 98. And yeah, we kind of, some of the guys that are friends with mine from high school, and we kind of just made it happen up in Ely, and our first gigs were for surely up there. So we had quite a bit of fun.
So what were you listening to at the time when you guys were starting, or what did you grow up listening to?
We listened to some of the stuff that I think probably we all listened to growing up, and on the rock end of things, the Guns N' Roses, Pearl Jam, that was probably my youth. But by the time I was, 14, 15, I had gotten into like folk country music, everything from Bob Dylan and Kris Kristofferson and Willie Nelson, and not too many of my friends really listen to that kind of stuff. So I was kind of alone on that end, but, and a lot of Southern rock, Lynyrd Skynyrd, Allman Brothers for sure. Yeah. Yeah. And that, I think it's kind of still what I like, so. Yeah.
You guys have a lot of songs about like the working man and the trials of the working man and whiskey. And so how did that become the subject matter of your songs?
Well, we never really did White Iron full time. We all had a lot of babies very young. So we needed to keep putting the bread on the table. And, I got into roofing. When I was 18, and I never got out of it. So I always have been roofing and playing music on the weekends and grinding it out on the roof all week. It's kind of always been my thing.
Yeah.
I actually really, really liked it. I still do. I'm still doing it. So. Eventually owned my own company and, so for surely lived that life to the fullest.
Yeah.
And so I think that's for surely how that kind of got into our music. And we were never really those musicians who just did music stuff. We always were doing construction really. And, when we were young, we all kind of did, and since then, some of the other guys have gone in different directions, but that's kind of always been my thing.
Yeah. Well, write what you know, as they say.
Totally. Yeah.
Right now, we're talking to Matt Pudis of White Iron Band. They're going to be playing at 9 p.m. on Saturday at Papa Charlie's. Matt's calling from Georgia right now. He'll be making the trek up here to enjoy some snow with us and play some good music up here. Latest album was called Homebrew that came out last year, I think. What can you tell me about that?
Yeah, well, it's like I said, it's probably like our seventh album, and the Homebrew title is kind of the title track of the album, and that's just kind of a song about us. And I actually was living out in Dassel, Cokato, or Dassel, if you know where that area is.
Yeah.
It's about an hour and a half west of Minneapolis, and I got really into home brewing, and crazy enough and stupid enough to start about an acre hop farm. So I started growing hops, and we'd sell them to breweries, and we'd had a lot of fun with it, you know. But I've since then moved, but you know, it was that's kind of how that track got going. And but the album in its entirety has kind of got a little bit of something for everybody, I think, that kind of is into our music. I think there's some ballads on there that I feel pretty proud about, and some kind of classic kind of white iron foot stomping rocking kind of stuff, and some just different stuff too. So
yeah,
it's cool. It's something different, and but I've had a lot of people critique me a lot, and a lot of people tell me it's the best thing we've ever come out with. So,
wow, I kind of thought I'd give it a listen and thought it had a lot more of kind of what you were talking about, like the hard rock that you might have grown up with, a lot more that influence than some blues or more country
than
some of your other songs have.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's kind of, it's got a little bit of that for sure. It for surely does. It's kind of, I think over 20 years plus now, we've starting to kind of dial in our sound, you know. And I think that's it. What you hear on this, but at the same time, we did some stuff that was a little out of our comfort zone too, which is cool.
Yeah, and your voice on it, man, you really give it 110%.
Thank you.
Song, it's pretty distinct. So I'm amazed at how you can keep that up, and also you sound as good now as you do 20 years ago. How did you start singing?
Thank you. I just kind of did it. You know, I started playing guitar when I was probably 16, 17, and just started playing. You know, I was that annoying guy at the when people would have bonfires, and I had about my five or six or seven songs that I knew and bring it out, and just kept going from there, I guess.
I always fear of becoming that person, but at the same time, it's like, I don't know how else you would start, you know?
Right, right. And, you know, I think if I was that guy now still, it might be a little bit more annoying, but, you know, we were pretty young, and at least at the time, it seemed pretty exciting,
right.
You know?
Yeah.
So.
Well, White Iron Band, known for some good live shows, lots of energy. If people have never been to a White Iron show before, what should they expect?
We give it, we bring it, man. We bring it. Expect to dance and to probably leave pretty drunk if you're a drinker, but you can also watch us totally sober. And I think you would enjoy that too. If, you know, it's kind of infectious, you know, I think, get into it, and, it's good for the head and good for the, if you like moving and shaking, we can for surely provide that. But because we bring it, and it's a high energy show for the most part.
Yeah. Now, who else is in this band with you?
Most of the same guys that have been since the beginning. Ed Jutnan on the keyboards, have me and him were go back to, you know, playing hockey together, you know, 12, 13 years old. And Sam Wine on the guitar, been there since the beginning, and again, known him since I think daycare or something like that. Both of our moms were teachers, so we grew up together, literally. Jeff Underhill on drums, and he's old school, grew up with them. lived down the street from my wife, so I've known him forever. And new people would be Andy Firkinoff from the great city of St. Cloud. He's played in tons of bands in the area there, and he's on bass. And I don't even know. Sometimes we had a revolving door on that next player. I think this weekend we have I know this weekend we do have one of my best friends and favorite people to play with, Greg Cheech Hall from the great city of La Crosse, and he'll be playing guitar with us that night also.
So that's amazing that so many of your members are people who have been important to you for so long. That's got to feel pretty incredible.
Yeah, we're like a family. I mean, I don't think we wouldn't be doing this, you know, still if it wasn't like that, you know. It ain't for the money. it's for the love of playing and that feeling that I think we all get when things go down in a good way.
What else is coming up for the band later this year?
You know, just with me moving down to Georgia, we're not doing tons of stuff, but we're doing some of our favorite stuff, which is just as good, I think, sometimes. We're doing Grand Old Days, if you've ever heard of that. It's a giant party on Grand Ave in St. Paul.
Oh, yeah, I've been to that. I know what you're talking about.
It's pretty fun. It's really fun, actually. And I think we've done it probably for the last, I don't know, I want to say almost 10 years or so. And they keep having us back, so we keep going. And that's at the beginning of June, and doing a few festivals throughout July, and kind of just picking and choosing, and trying to make it worth it.
Sounds good, man. Well, enjoy the warm weather in Georgia, and I hope you enjoy snow when you get up here. So that's Matt Putis of the White Iron Band, their lead singer. They're playing 9 p.m. on Saturday at Papa Charlie's for the Mountain Meltdown, which is still going to be quite frozen. Anything else you think people should know, Matt?
Just encourage everybody to, if you haven't seen us in a while, we're better than ever. And if you have never seen us, come give us a shot. I guarantee you won't leave unsatisfied.
Yeah, we're going to play it out here with a song from Homebrew. So thanks for the chat, Matt.
Yeah, take care. I appreciate it.